This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Well, a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Again, broadcasting live from Williamsburg, Virginia, folks. I got to tell you, there's much to talk about. But before I get to that, I want to get over to the fact that you can check us out online on sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also give us a call at any time over the next hour, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, interestingly enough, since we've been here in Virginia, we were in Maryland just a couple days ago, on layover, waiting for more dates to pop up because we got some colleges to do in the up-and-coming days here, we have taken the time to go to Williamsburg, then we went over to Jamestown. Today we went to Yorktown, where the British Empire was finished off by none other than the Americans and the French over 200 years ago. But what I noticed, over and over and over again, friends, was that our forefathers understood what it was going to take to establish our freedoms. This is important for you to understand. Because I'm trying to figure out why the people are so paralyzed by their government today. I'm trying to figure out within myself as I'm pondering, thinking about what's going on in our country, why is it that the people are subjected by and to force of tyranny in government, but for some reason or other, the American people are not to respond in force, when in fact that's exactly what our forefathers did. Now let me give you a quote here real quick. When I walked into the museum in Yorktown, this morning, interestingly enough, it hit me like a ton of bricks. This is the quote that was on the wall. To declare our independence was one thing. To achieve it was quite another. In other words, it's okay to say that we live in a free land. But to maintain our freedom, friends, I go back over now to Patrick Henry, and this is what he said. He said, guard with jealous attention the public liberty. Suspect everyone who approaches that jewel. Unfortunately, nothing will preserve freedom, America, but downright force. Whenever you give up that force, you are ruined, said Patrick Henry. The great object is that every man must be armed, said Patrick Henry. Everyone who is able might have a gun. Speech to the Virginia Ratifying Convention, June 5th, 1787. Now, in saying that, I want you to understand your enemy understands this method. When we go back to Vietnam, our boys were sent over to an unconstitutional war, as were our women, our sons and our daughters. Now, interestingly enough, they were sent to a war that made the military-industrial complex a whole lot of money. And, of course, if you didn't go to the war, you were considered AWOL, and that's a felony. So your government comes by force and forces you into a war that's unconstitutional in the first place. But that's America's fault because they allowed it to happen in the first place. But also pay attention to the fact that there was a Ruby Ridge where corruption in government came in by force to cause American citizens to be submitted to their force through tyrannical methods, but the American people and the citizenry was not to respond, because if they did that, then they would have been some lone wolf lunatic. Or what about Waco, Texas, where the federal government came in through communist methods and treated this situation like it was a domestic war, and by the way, a war that the FBI created. But they were not to respond, and if they did, this is what they were going to get. Well, guess what? They didn't respond, and even though they didn't respond, they were still all murdered by the federal government. Do you understand what our forefathers were trying to get you to get a clue on, America? See, your enemy understands this method, and it's called force. What about Kent State College on May 4th, 1970? They sent in to Kent State in 1970. They sent the National Guard in. They killed four college students and wounded nine. That's 13 unarmed citizens that were murdered by the American government. Let's go over to Lavoie Finicum, shot down on a desolate road in Oregon on orders from guess who, friends? The governor of the state. But who did the killing? The federal government did, through force, when nobody was armed. You see what the message is? That if you stand up against us in any sense of the word, this is what we're going to do to you. America, do you not realize that you've been disarmed a long time ago? I want you to listen to this again. Guard with jealous attention the public liberty. Suspect everyone who approaches that jewel. Unfortunately, nothing will preserve it but downright force. Your enemy knows that. But there's a righteous side of government, and there's an unrighteous side of government, friends. And what we're dealing with in this country today is the fact that you have been by force brought to a place where you have been literally neutered in any sense of the word to respond to tyrants in government. And I'm not talking about good government. I'm talking about bad government. I'm talking about corrupt government. How did our forefathers throw off corruption? They did it through the bearing of arms. Did you know that the British king, King George, the tyrant across the pond, did you know that he wanted the colonies? He wanted all the gunpowder removed from the good guys over in the colonial American, which was established. He wanted to remove all the gunpowder and all the guns. He wanted them removed from those that would resist his tyrannical ways. And so what we see our forefathers establishing, friends, was the fact that we have rights to bear arms. And what is the reason that we have rights to bear arms? We have a right to bear arms in case the government ever goes bad. What's under threat today, friends, from tyrants in government in America? You need to understand, as George Washington rightly said, that the right to bear arms, friends, are people's liberties teeth. We have a right to bear arms. Now we see a tyrant dictator wannabe in the White House that wants to disarm the American people by convincing the conservatives and the Christians who should know better. But again, because they haven't taken the time, I'm going to give it to you today. They should know better that government, no matter who they see on the Supreme Court justice as a Supreme Court justice, regardless if he's leaning to the left or if he's leaning to the right, it matters not. You shouldn't be threatened by that in any sense of the word, because we know that anything that stands contrary to the Constitution of the United States and its enumerated laws is null and void. It does not apply to us. We also know through Article 3, Section 1 of the United States Constitution that the Supreme Court is to sit during good behavior, not during bad behavior. Friends, I'm going to take a quick break. We're broadcasting live out of Williamsburg, Virginia. We'll be back right on the other side of this break.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hey, good on you, peoples. This is Alfonso Rachel with PJTV's Go Nation and the drummer for 20 Pound Sledge. For several years, I've been drumming out the message that if you want conservative political representation, you're going to have to establish better cultural representation. Put that salt and light to work so we can maintain our God-given republic. And I'm glad to have friends like Bradley Bean and the Sons of Liberty who understand what that means and are using what God gave them to hold the line against the corrosive effects that liberalism has on our inalienable rights. Liberals have a horrible message, but great delivery systems. Conservatives have a great message, but the delivery systems are, well, eh. But people like Bradley Bean and the Sons of Liberty are balancing both. And with your support, they'll be even better fortified to deliver the good news that makes the flickery city on the hill get its shine back.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Interestingly enough, Thomas Paine, one of our founding forefathers, had rightly said that those who expect to reap the blessings of freedom must, like men, undergo the fatigue of supporting it. And I see a whole lot of people in this country, sad to say, that love their country so much that they're unwilling to fight for it. They're willing to let somebody else sacrifice themselves to give us the freedoms in which they have. And that is not the American way in any sense of the word. Friends, we need to understand that there is greater love than no man than this, than a man laid down his life for his brethren, John 15:13, to give ourselves in service to our brothers, to lay our lives down so that they might live. Going back to 2 Corinthians 5:15, we live unto him who died for us. But also know, friends, that when you go to Arlington Cemetery again, so you understand freedom, when those sacrifices were made in the millions on the behalf of we the people that remain today in the freedom, the land of the free, and the home of the brave, you need to understand that they sacrificed themselves to give us what we have today. And when they died, they handed the baton off to us and say, do for the next generation what we did for you. And that's what I'm trying to convey. What I noticed when I was in Yorktown, Virginia this morning, friends, were the American colonies, along with the French, stopped the British Empire cold in its tracks at that particular spot. I noticed over and over and over again their vernacular, their understanding of what it was going to take to establish what we have today. And there's very far and few between that really understand it. Remember what George Washington, there's a huge cannon right in Yorktown, right when you walk into the museum, and there's a huge quote on the wall, and this is what it says. To declare our independence was one thing, but to achieve it was quite another. And then I thought about Patrick Henry when he said that we're to guard with jealous attention the public liberty, the liberty. Suspect everyone who approaches that jewel. Unfortunately, nothing will preserve it but downright force. Your enemy understands this, friends. See, it was Thomas Jefferson that said, when the people fear the government, you have tyranny. But when the government fears the people, you have liberty. See, they understood what it was like to have peace in this land in an upright sense, where it was established in righteousness, not unrighteousness. Your enemy has taken the method of our forefathers, and they have used it against you. And over time, friends, through a siege, they have slowly dummied down the American people. And many through, well, apathy and tolerance, did it to themselves. But understanding what our forefathers did and what they understood, that which it would take to maintain the freedoms in which we have, was, guess what, friends? Downright force. They always set the record straight when it came to tyranny. In any sense or in any capacity of government, and I'm not talking about just the Supreme Court justices. I'm not talking about the police in America. I'm not just talking about the courts. I'm talking about the President of the United States of America. To do at will, when he wants to, and how he wants to, friends, is about as un-American as it can get. And for those that stand by and allow this to happen on a 24/7 basis in this country, shows that men in this country, instead of protesting, they show themselves to be the cowards that they really are. Because, friends, what I'm talking about here is I noticed that our forefathers understood that it was going to take downright force to sustain what we have today. He said, Patrick Henry did, whenever you give up that force, you are ruined. But who's got that force now? We see that the federal government, when any time or anyone that stands up against the acts of a tyrant in this country, at any given time, the federal government is called in to what? Suppress any sort of what? Patriotism that might expose their tyrannical ways in this country, even to the point of shooting them dead if they have to. That is not America, friends. That is the definition of tyranny. And tyranny is free at will in this country. The American people have been adding strength to tyranny on a daily basis in this country over the last 8 years. It's been happening a lot longer than that, friends. But I'll tell you what, you tolerate, your forefathers would have never in a million years tolerated. Because you understand, as I do, that there is no olive branch with tyrants. And that's exactly what our forefathers knew. And I'll tell you what, that's what our forefathers meant us to take on by dealing with tyranny today in this country and letting them know, wait a second, you have the position and your position completely upside down. And that's exactly what's going on in this country today, friends. The Constitution, friends, it's not an instrument for the government to restrain the people. It's an instrument for the people to restrain the government. This is righteous government, friends. To speak out against corruption isn't making those that speak out against corruption the bad guys. It makes them the good guys because they're willing to show you the corruption at large that means to what? Not only oppress, but to steal away your rights. You've been tricked out of your freedoms, America. Again, listen. The Constitution is not an instrument for the government to restrain the people. It's an instrument for the people to restrain the government, if need be, lest it come to dominate our lives and our interests. Friends, what's happening today in this country? A lot of people in this country are afraid of President Barack Hussein Obama's nominated judge, Merrick Garland, to replace the late Justice Antonin Scalia on the Supreme Court. Man, I told you, friends, if you allow him to go ahead, you want to go ahead and give him an inch, he's going to take you a mile. And that's exactly what this criminal in the White House is doing today. He's trying to stack the courts against the Constitution in hopes to tear it down, in hopes to recreate it in the image of the UN. Do you not understand that that's what's going on in your country today, friends? As a matter of fact, we're hearing rumblings right now that this administration, along with the attorney in justice, Loretta Lynch, they want to actually use the UN to disarm the American people. Why would they want to do that? Well, our forefathers already told us why they would want to do that, because they want to enslave the people. Now, going back to what President Barack Hussein Obama is attempting to do with Merrick Garland, I want you to understand that Garland is considered an anti-Second Amendment judge. Hey, folks, I want you to understand something right off the bat here. I don't care if a judge is appointed that's left-leaning or right-leaning. I don't care which way they lean. It's not their job to legislate or to gut the pith and marrow out of the rights that God has bestowed upon us. It's not their job, nor is it their right to disarm us. The Bill of Rights are thou shall not to those that serve we the people. And they were set in place to safeguard the people from the government, not the other way around. So Merrick Garland can be whatever he wants to be. But America, as long as you understand that you are the law, they're not going to get away with any crime whatsoever. And how many times have the American people, since I can remember, how many times have I watched the American people, even when I wasn't in this arena, friends, roll over in the face of tyranny and allow those that serve we the people to do what they want, how they want, and where they want at will. And you let them get away with it. Hey, friends, when you go to Article 3, Section 1, it tells us that the judicial power of the United States shall be invested in one Supreme Court and in such inferior courts as the Congress may from time to time ordain and establish, the judges both of the Supreme and inferior courts shall hold their offices during good behavior. It's their job to discover and apply written law, not to rewrite it. You know, it's interesting, the Supreme Court, when they commence, you know that they have a preacher in there since 1777 that opens court up with prayer and that ends and adjourns court in prayer? You know what they say? God save the U.S. So again, understanding where all law comes from, Exodus 18:21, we're ruled by God, not by opinion. And again, we're a republic, not a democracy. And yet they want to convince you that we're a democracy and that we're ruled by the will of the people. Even if we were ruled by the will of the people in this country understand the importance of being armed. And especially in a state of terror, why would your government, America, attempt to disarm you since September 11th? You have been the ones that have been under attack since September 11th, America. Well, this government has been given way to America's sworn enemy, say they. And keep in mind, for 14 years, we have been hearing from the state-controlled media nothing but their inundation of the fact that we have an Islamic terrorist problem without and within. And, of course, it is perfect judgment. We know that. Leviticus 26, Deuteronomy 28. But, friends, listen to this. President Barack Hussein Obama, he wants to go ahead and nominate Judge Merrick Garland. Garland is considered anti-Second Amendment. As the National Review noted last week, back in 2007, Judge Garland voted to undo a D.C. District Court decision striking down one of the most restrictive gun laws in the nation and voted to uphold the illegal Clinton-era regulation that created an impoverished gun registration requirement. Obama will use his pick to pursue a gun control agenda. Friends, they don't have the right. Furthermore, there is no debate on guns. Going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We've been talking about how government has tricked the American people out of the force that's necessary to maintain the liberty in which you have by using it against you in an oppressive, tyrannical way, in so many different ways, where instead of the government fearing the people, diabolical, and the government fearing the people, felile, the American people have allowed it to become diabolical, where the government is actually using force and putting the people in fear in which they should not be in fear. But again, it all comes down to a righteous nation before a just and holy God. And if we want to go ahead and make war with God and allow the tyrants to do what they will, well, that's what you'll see for the next 40 to 60 years, the way that you've seen it over the last 40 to 60 years. And that's exactly the issue, is our sin is before God, Numbers 32:23, and we need to set that record straight again. Folks, do keep in mind, when I'm giving forth this information, I was just talking about how Patrick Henry basically said we needed downright force. He said whenever that force was given up, he said you're ruined. And then he goes on, he says the great object is that every man be armed, everyone who is able might have a gun. He said that in the speech to the Virginia Ratifying Convention, June 5th, 1778. See, the state-controlled narrative, along with corruption in government, which is all bought and paid for, and they work hand in glove, one with another, you need to understand that that's their objective, is to use the downright force against you and to demonize anybody that agrees with our forefathers. Just ask the DHS that's already labeled you, America, as the terrorist, while giving way to your enemies in the United States of America. And we've seen the state-controlled media and government officials, might I add, representatives, again, hand in glove at every step, make way for your enemy by what? Subject you to being demonized by the state-controlled media by standing up against it. You have to get to the point where you don't care what they have to say, because you know what you're doing is right before God and before man. And the problem is when people agree with the state-controlled narrative, it's because they're ignorant enough to believe it. They don't know the difference, which is an excuse on their behalf in any sense of the word. But again, friends, we need to be educated, because people are simply destroyed for the lack of knowledge. I was just talking about the fact that an appointee made by Barack Hussein Obama, Merrick Garland, he wants basically to put Garland in the court because the American people believe that there's a left side of the court and a right side of the court. There is not. We have one constitution. And it's also interesting to note, friends, that when you begin to look at our republic, Mayberry versus Madison in 1803, all laws which are repugnant to the Constitution are null and void. But again, if you don't know the difference, it's like when I talk to people across the country, I'll ask them how many know their founding documents, and they'll laugh at me, and I'll say, I don't know what's so funny. If you don't know your rights, you don't have any rights. Listen to what Thomas Jefferson said, Eliot, page 187 and 188. Every law consistent with the Constitution will have been made in pursuance of the powers granted by it. In other words, the power of those that serve we the people, they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people, not they the governments, because government is an extension of who we are. Thomas Jefferson goes on, every usurpation or law repugnant to it cannot have been made in pursuance of its powers. The latter, he said, will be null and void. Okay? And then if we go over to Alexander Hamilton, he said, the laws of Congress are restricted to a certain sphere. Congress is your voice. It is you, America. The laws of Congress are restricted to a certain sphere, and when they depart from this sphere, they are no longer supreme or binding. In the same manner, the states have certain independent power in which their laws are supreme. Folks, you need to understand, the federal government didn't create the states. The federal government is a creature of the state. Read Article 10 of the Bill of Rights. Let's go to William Davey real quick. This Constitution, as to the powers therein granted, is constantly to be the supreme law of the land. It is not the supreme law in the exercise of a power not granted. Hey, folks, who's given this administration power to go ahead and tear down the Constitution? Not the American people. So you have a force within that is an enemy to the Constitution, assaulting you at every step of the way. And the only way to preserve it, friends, is downright force, said Patrick Henry. He's the guy that said, give me liberty or give me death, friends. Until you take on that attitude, tyranny is going to continuously walk over the American people, because the people are paralyzed through a fear from their government, which is intended that they might succumb to it, and that this government in its tyrannical ways can do whatever it wants, when it wants, and how it wants. But that power has never been granted to it by the people. So therefore, it must be an enemy to who we are as a people. And until the American people figure it out, nothing's going to change. It's not good to complain about what you tolerate, because by doing that, you're fraternizing with an enemy that's not playing games with you. Hey, and it's not good sportsman's conduct, friends. It's not like you're on a football field playing a team that's playing by the rules. No, you're playing with a tyrannical system through the UN that means to dominate you by any means necessary, even by using the religion of Islam to by force oppress you and destroy you and to uproot you. That's what you are up against right now. And until your enemy knows that you are not playing games, I'm not calling for any sense of revolution, I'm calling for reformation. But our enemies inside of the American government need to understand that you and we are not playing games with their lawlessness any longer. As a matter of fact, I'm referencing law that exposes their crimes. Furthermore, if you remember right, it was Senator John Glenn that said if we had to follow the rule of the Constitution, we could not enact most of the bills that we pass around here. He just told you that they are doing what they want to do when they want. Folks, do you know how many boys and girls are coming home in boxes because of the unconstitutional wars that you're allowing your representatives to fight? They're not fighting the way our forefathers fought. Hey, our forefathers, they believed that if there was a war, they were the first ones to go to war. Now they just send your sons and your daughters. Well, they make money off the backs, and it's called blood money. It's called mob money, friends. And then you wonder why you have so many foreign countries that now hate your guts. It's because of what you allow corrupt officials to do to their countries on the backs of your sons and your daughters, unconstitutionally and unlawfully. Friends, there is right and there is wrong. And we need to make sure that we're on the right side of God's plan and not on the wrong side. Because if we're on the wrong side, that nation's going to be turned into hell, and so we have in America. Listen to the Federalist Papers, Alexander Hamilton. I will not, and it will not, I presume, have escaped observation that expressly confines the supremacy to laws made pursuant to the Constitution. He said, there's no position which depends on clear principles than that every act of a delegated authority from you to your representatives, America, contrary to the commission under which it exercised, is void. No legislative act, no matter who Barack Hussein Obama appoints, friends, no legislative act, therefore, contrary to the Constitution, can be valid. Listen to what the laws of the land say. And again, friends, if the Supreme Court doesn't sit during good behavior, which they have not, it is your duty to bring the force about to actually impeach them and see it through judgment to establish righteousness. The inhabitants of the earth will learn righteousness when thy judgments are in the earth, Isaiah 26. And who does the Lord call forth to bring about judgment and justice? The church. The Christian people in this country. All 78% of them. Hey, folks, let me highlight Mr. Garland here. Barack Hussein Obama's nominated judge, Merrick Garland. He's also favored environmental regulations. Do understand that these environmentalists, friends, they're dangerous, dangerous people. Folks, they're communists. And by the way, they don't love earth more than they love man. They hate everybody and everything, including themselves. They're self-condemned, and the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. They just want to get at somebody, Cain does. He's looking for Abel so he can destroy Abel, because he wants to act just like his father who came to kill, steal, and destroy, John 10:10. Folks, these are all the same peas in the same pod. And he's stacking the courts in hopes that they'll obey him rather than the Constitution that they themselves swore to uphold. Garland's position on abortion and social issues are murky. Of course they are. I mean, you have a president that has voted over 242 times to make sure American babies aimed at black population and Hispanic populations to make sure that they are snuffed out. And by the way, the Hispanics and the black communities in America are all the well aware of what he's doing. Just wanted to let you know that. Garland, Barack Hussein Obama's nominee for the Supreme Court justice, would maintain the court's demographic profile. In other words, use the state against the people at all costs. They're always right. They're never wrong. And number five, concerning Garland, as the nominee by Barack Hussein Obama, Republicans have supported Garland in the past. Friends, there is no difference between the Democrats and the Republicans in this country. Do understand that. This has been made known to you long ago, and you need to figure it out. And what happens? They tell you everything they want or that you want to be told, and then once they get into the position to represent we the people, they all of a sudden forget where they came from, and they think they now rule the roost rather than those that are to submit to represent the people that delegated authority to them in the first place. Going to take a quick break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Tony Whitnack from radio station KNZR in Bakersfield, California. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." This verse is Bradley Dean. I truly do appreciate the ministry of sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now, it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Into the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley broadcasting live out of Williamsburg, Virginia, friends. Williamsburg, Virginia. We have been talking about the nominee that President Barack Hussein Obama intends, Merrick Garland, and I highlighted some of the things that he believes. And friends, to be quite honest, it's important what he believes because we want to know what kind of guy is going to be sitting on the Supreme Court of the United States of America. But when it's antithetical or it stands in direct contrast of who we are as a people, we need to understand that we have the right and obligation before God and man to throw off those that mean to pervert the Constitution of the United States. Plain meaning. There's no debate. We don't need to debate anything. There's a plain meaning to what we're dealing with here in the United States of America, and we are dealing with corruption at every given step. Now, friends, I also want people to understand that bad men cannot make good citizens. It's impossible that a nation of infidels, unbelievers, or idolaters should be a nation of freemen. It is when a people forget God that tyrants forge their chains. Listen carefully. It's when a people forget God that tyrants forge their chains. A vitiated state of morals, a corrupt public conscience, is incompatible with freedom. No free government or the blessings of liberty can be preserved to any people by a firm adherence to justice, moderation, temperance, frugality, and virtue, and by a frequent reoccurrence to fundamental principles, friends. Now, keep in mind, when I was in Jamestown yesterday, Jamestown, Virginia, I told you about walking inside of the church, and the first thing that I noticed was the Ten Commandments, and in the center of the Ten Commandments on the back wall, you couldn't miss them, friends, They were blatantly up on the wall for everybody to see. Again, nobody could miss them. In the center of the Ten Commandments was none other than, guess what? The Lord's Prayer. And on the back was Acts 2:38. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Well, folks, that's the full counsel of God right there. The quote that I just gave you, friends, was none other than, again, Patrick Henry, when he said, bad men cannot make good citizens. He goes on and he said, no free government or the blessings of liberty can be preserved to any people but by a firm adherence to justice, friends. To justice, moderation, temperance, frugality, and virtue, and by a frequent recurrence to fundamental principles. And if you don't mind, friends, I just want to go back to the preamble, again, to the United States Constitution, where it reflects, it mirrors what Patrick Henry just shared with us. He said, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, the first thing, friends, the first prerequisite, the first command, might I say, is to establish justice. And we know that justice is the guardian of liberty. So what is it that preserves our freedom? Remember what I told you during the first segment. In Yorktown, Virginia, with a cannon in front of it, there was a huge quote on the wall, and it stated, to declare our independence was one thing. To say, friends, that we are a free people in this country, while the world laughs at the American people who are being enslaved on a daily basis, do remember, to achieve that freedom that you say that you have is quite another. And it takes the good fight of faith to preserve what we have. There is freedom nowhere in or on this globe, anywhere in this world, friends, where there's not first been a preacher to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to liberate men. To whom the Son maketh free is free indeed. Remember that. And he also said to those that remain in their sins, they're going to die in their sins. But on a positive, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, friends. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. I want you to hear some of these quotes from the likes of Mao Zedong, November 6, 1938. He said, now understanding again, you've been tricked out of your freedoms, friends. You've been tricked out of the method to preserve what you've been given. This is Mao Zedong, November 6, 1938. He said, all political power comes from the barrel of a gun. He said, the Communist Party must command all the guns. That way, no guns can ever be used to command the party. Friends, what are they using? They're using force. Force for what? What's the purpose of that force? To submit the constituents to their authority at all cost. What about the mass murderer Adolf Hitler at a dinner talk on April 11th, 1942? Listen to what this dictator said. It's the same thing that you are hearing corruption in American government today. The most foolish mistake we could possibly make would be to allow the subject races to possess arms. History shows that all conquerors who have allowed their subject races to carry arms have prepared their own downfall by doing so. Indeed, I would go so far as to say that the supply of arms to the underdogs is a sine qua non for the overthrow of any sovereignty. In other words, he's declaring himself the sovereignty. So let's not have any native militia or native police. In other words, he didn't want any forces without to reign within. He said, German troops alone will bear the sole responsibility for the maintenance of law. Whose law? It wasn't law. It was unlaw because it stood antithetical to God's law and to man's law. Matter of fact, if you go to the Nuremberg trials, May of 1945, the first thing the prosecutor opened up with his opening statement, he said the laws of God and the laws of man have been violated before actually trying Hitler's regime. So again, Adolf Hitler said, so let's not have any native militia or native police. German troops alone will bear the sole responsibility for the maintenance of law and order throughout the occupied Russian territories, and a system of military strong points must be evolved to cover the entire occupied country. And do keep in mind, this is the end result of incrementalism. It's the end result of a siege. That means a slow takeover. Hey, folks, last week I'd shared with you that Adolf Hitler, if he didn't have the German people, he wouldn't have had a war. He couldn't have ruled over anybody except the people that submitted themselves to him to fight his war. Germany established gun control in 1938, and from 1939 to 1945, 13 million Jews and others who were unable to defend themselves were rounded up and exterminated. What is the end goal, folks, for the UN here? What is the end goal? Why would your government threaten you, America, with the fact that they're going to use the UN, which, by the way, the Americans established out of World War II? Why would they use the UN against we, the people in this country? It's for the American people to cut off the UN so it doesn't exist any longer. But this is what your attorney general is doing, America. This is what this administration is doing. It's threatening you with the creation of the United States called the UN to disarm you. And to establish, by the way, police forces in the United States of America to stop people from speaking out against the tyrannical acts of this government. And again, I'm not talking about good government. I love good government. I love the institution of that God-ordained government. But that's not what we're talking about. That's not what we're dealing with. We're dealing with the leaven that's leaving of the lump. We're dealing with the foxes that are spoiling the vine. We are dealing with those little devils that we have power and all authority given unto the church over. Joseph Stalin did the same thing. The sole leader of the Soviet Union from 1924 to 1953 said, if the opposition disarms, well and good. If it refuses to disarm, he said, we'll just disarm them themselves. What did I just get done highlighting, America? I mean, folks, you need to understand that I'm not talking about a third world country here, right? I'm talking about America. Listen again to what Mao Zedong said, communist dictator of China. He said, war can only be abolished through war. In order to get rid of the gun, it is necessary to take up the gun. Folks, this a little kid could tell you this. It's like Vladimir Lenin who said he could control 300 people with a machine gun. Of course. Listen again. And by the way, that's why they're trying to knock down your gauge concerning your right to bear arms. They don't want the AR-15s. They don't want the AK-47s. But your representative limited government, for some reason or other, has actually convinced the American people that it's okay for them to have them, but not you, America. How does that work? Isn't that very telling? Yes, it's very telling. They want more force than the population in the United States of America. Why? In case they need to take up arms against them. That's exactly what's happening in this country. And what I'm talking about right now, friends, is exactly incrementally what's taken over this country. The American people have been neutered. They have been, America's talking about how the government's trying to disarm them. Folks, they've been doing this for a long time. They've been trying to brainwash the young people through Bambi getting shot and saying we need to get rid of the guns. That's a fact. To highlighting in high-profile murder cases and saying we need to get rid of the gun. Rather than educate them as to how to use the gun and to show them what that gun is for, good government would be educating the young people. Well, bad government allows through the Supreme Court to teach the kids how to commit the crime, and then once the kids commit the crime, they're there to gun grab. We'll talk more about this tomorrow. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23 hours. First John 3:18, deeds, not words. See ya.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.